If you've ever driven along Lougheed Highway, you've probably been stopped in traffic or gazed at the ribbon of SkyTrain track along much of its route. Whether you drive to Coquitlam, Port Coquitlam, Burnaby and Maple Ridge, you'll have taken this route, also called Highway 7, which is an alternative route to Highway 1 through the lower mainland region of British Columbia. The drive isn't very exciting. The road is fairly straight, except where it takes a hard right in Coquitlam. Landmarks are mostly big box stores, like Costco and IKEA, but the highway gets you where you want to go. Along the way are gas stations, interspersed with low-rise development, and every now and then high-rise towers loom over SkyTrain stations at Brentwood, Lougheed Mall, and Coquitlam Town Center. But 50 years ago Lougheed Highway was a strip of pavement, mostly lined with trees, and traffic was, let's just say, minimal, compared to today. A then and now video of the route from Burnaby to Maple Ridge, posted on YouTube by Port Moody resident Dave Zill, shows how the highway has changed in 50 years. It, the old highway, felt like a country road, says Zill, a local history buff, who also work in the tech industry, at Tri-City News then versus now. #Tri-City News #Port Coquitlam #Port Moody #Country Roads #Take Me Back Tuesday Musical Note Take Me Home Country Roads Sitchy Guitar Condor and Grupo New Condor Zill put together a side-by-side video of Lougheed Highway, with film footage from 1966 taken by the BC Ministry of Transportation and Infrastructure and his own dashcam video, taken in 2020. It was a real challenge to put together a side-by-side comparison, acknowledged Zill. Among the issues he had to deal with was to slow the ministry's video down so he could see the landmarks and intersections and figure out the old road alignment. There were some tricky spots, Zill said. For example, Lougheed Highway in Coquitlam used to follow what is now Westwood Street in Port Coquitlam. It was a matter of finding the landmarks that are recognizable, such as bridges and intersections, and using those as sort of markers and trying to line the things between what you do know. Among the changes that stood out to Zill was the lack of traffic in 1966, and development along the route, such as the various stores. Many of the gas stations remain in their original location, and those frustrated with the old Coquitlam River Bridge in Port Coquitlam might not be too surprised to see the bridge hasn't changed at all. The city has been seeking funding to replace this bridge, which was built in 1949, for ages. Zill has made similar match-up videos for other highways in BC, including St. John Street and Ioco Road in Port Moody. For his entire then and now playlist, visit his YouTube channel.